Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are studying the Bible promise about the favor of God. Charles Spurgeon, the great prince of preachers from England, once said, "God never gives his children a promise which he does not intend for them to use." In one very memorable scene from John Bunyan's famed classic Pilgrim's Progress, Christian ends up being captured by giant despair and thrown into a dungeon of Doubting Castle. Despair tries to grip him, and just conveniently enough, the dungeon is equipped with the tools of suicide, a rope, a knife, and a bottle of poison. And for a moment, Christian was tempted to end his misery. But one evening about midnight, he began to pray. And then a little bit before daylight, Christian, as one half amazed, broke out into a passionate speech. And he says, "What a fool I am to lie in this stinking dungeon when I might as well be walking at liberty. I have a key in my pocket called promise that will, I am sure, open any lock in Doubting Castle." And it did. Using the key of God's promises, Christian escaped, never again to fall into the clutches of giant despair or Doubting Castle. The picture of the key named promise is a great picture for us today. Every promise in the Word of God was intended by God to be used by His children, but it does require us taking hold of it ourselves and unlocking the thing that is trying to hold us bound. There is a promise in the Word of God referring to God's favor. We find it in Psalm 5, verse 12, where it says, "The favor of God surrounds us as with a shield." We find many other references in the Word of God to His favor. "By this I know that you favor and delight in me, because my enemy does not triumph over me." Psalm 41, verse 11. The favor of God was given to us as a promise, and it's a powerful one that many people do not recognize. Psalm 5, verse 12 in the Amplified says, "For you will bless the uncompromisingly righteous with favor." Even Job understood this, where he said in Job 10:12, "Thou hast granted me life and favor." Favor simply means goodness, goodwill, good pleasure, kindness, grace, or desire. God delights in you. He desires you, and He wants to surround you with His goodness and with His grace. And there's a power in the grace of God and in the favor of God. Today I want to share with you some examples from the Word of God of how God's favor gives you favor with people. It's an amazing principle that we see demonstrated very, very clearly in the lives of several outstanding Bible characters. Joseph is probably one Bible character upon whom the favor of God was so very evident, and how this favor of God worked in his life is quite amazing, but it proves that the favor of God will give you favor with people, even unbelievers. We know that Joseph was a godly young man, and yet very ungodly things were done to him. He was sold into slavery and taken away by the Ishmaelite traders to Egypt. When he arrived there, he was sold to Potiphar, one of Pharaoh's officers, and he became a slave in the house of Potiphar. And yet, the Word of God gives us an interesting picture of what happened to Joseph because the favor of God was upon him. It says, "So Joseph pleased Potiphar and found favor in his sight, and he served him. And his master made him supervisor over his house, and he put all that he had in his charge. The favor of God that was upon Joseph's life gave Joseph favor in the sight of Potiphar. Potiphar was an ungodly, heathen, Egyptian. He didn't know the God of Joseph. And yet, Joseph found favor in Potiphar's sight, and it truly was because the favor of God was upon Joseph. Later on, when things went from bad to worse for Joseph, not only was he a slave, now he was unjustly accused and sentenced to prison. Well, when he got to the prison, it says this in Genesis 39:21, "But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison." It specifically says there that God gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. The favor of God on Joseph's life caused Joseph to have favor in the sight of the prison warden. No matter what situation you may be facing today, whether it's with an unreasonable supervisor at work, whether it's with a teacher that does not respect you or treat you well, whether it's with a neighbor who is grumpy and has never been open or kind with you, whether it's with in-laws who have had a bad attitude towards you, you can take hold of the promise of God that the favor of the Lord surrounds you like a shield, and that the favor of God will not allow the enemy to triumph over you. And with this promise taken hold of by you in your heart and in your mouth, speaking what God's word says about you, you can begin to see exactly what Joseph saw, that Joseph was given favor in the sight of ungodly people, unrighteous people, people who had bad attitudes. I'm sure the warden of the prison in which Joseph worked wasn't the happiest person, considering his lot in life, having to work inside an Egyptian prison. And yet, the Lord was with Joseph, showed him mercy, and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Do you need favor today with a person who perhaps up to this time has not shown favor towards you, has not treated you favorably? Then it's time to take out the key of promise of the Word of God about God's favor in your life. Perhaps you have looked at that situation and said, they will never promote me. They don't even like me. They have favorites in the office and I'm not one of them. You need to stop agreeing with what the enemy of your soul would say. The devil himself would say, you'll never get promoted. They'll never look favorably at you. In fact, they're probably trying to get rid of you. And Satan would want you to repeat after him and say about your own life what Satan would say. But God wants you to repeat after him. God wants you to repeat the word of God about your life over your life. And you do it by taking out the key of promise and unlocking the things that have held you bound in these unfavorable situations. Begin to say over your life, the favor of the Lord surrounds me as with a shield, and the favor of God gives me favor in the sight of my boss. The favor of God gives me favor in the sight of my teacher. The favor of God gives me favor with my neighbor who has always been unfavorable towards us. The favor of God gives me favor with my in-laws. Begin to proclaim God's word over your life and expect the promise of God to begin to operate in your life. It won't operate if you make no claim for the inheritance that has been given to you in the word of God. You have to take hold of it. Esther was another one that we see in the Word of God had tremendous favor of God on her life. We know the Word of God says about Esther that she was brought into the kingdom for such a time as this. God himself, his hand or his favor was on Esther. And because of the favor of God on Esther's life, she had favor with another heathen king. He took her to be the new queen. But not only that, when the Jews were in danger of being exterminated by an enemy named Haman, The favor of God once again went to work for Esther and got her an audience with the king. And through this favor of God on Esther's life, the king treated her favorably, wanted to give her whatever she asked. And because of the favor that she had with the king, she was able to completely reverse this wicked plot that was intended to exterminate the Jewish nation. God wants you to take hold of the promise of the favor of God in your own life. Whatever enemy you're facing, whether it's a circumstance, a situation, people, take hold of the promise of the favor of God and expect that God's favor will give you favor with others, even unbelievers. That's all the time we have for today. Join me tomorrow as we continue studying what the Bible says about the favor of God for your life. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to take hold of the promise of God's favor and have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.